Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Marie G, here with Jennifer Gallo, who is the sponsor and media chair of the Cornhill Arts Festival. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to learn all about the Cornhill Arts Festival, seeing as I not get to go to it yet. It has been 2 years since you guys have been able to do this, so what kind of changes can we expect to see this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be back after 2 years. You can still expect everything from the years prior with the nine streets, over 300 artists, the music stages. But what's new and exciting this year is we're actually introducing a Cornhill 5K on Sunday morning.
Oh.
And then we'll also have a Rock the Arts exhibit, which kind of spotlights performing arts places in the Rochester community. So those are the two new and exciting things that are coming to the festival this year.
That sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know a little bit about the history of the Cornhill Arts Festival. You know, when did it start in Rochester?
Yeah, so it actually started in 1969. So
wow.
A few years ago, we had a big celebration for 50 years. And it started as one street on Greenwood in the Cornhill neighborhood. And like I said, now it's nine streets. So we're really excited.
That is awesome. 1969. This has been a Rochester tradition for quite a while now.
Yes, yes.
And how long have you been a part of the Cornhill Arts Festival?
I've been a part of the festival since 2017, so a few years now, and I've gotten to work with great people in the neighborhood, so they're all awesome to work with, and they're just as excited to be back after 2 years.
Definitely. How have you seen it grown over the last few years you've been with it?
Yeah, so I guess the first part would be, again, it started as one street and now it's nine streets. But on top of that, we also have our four music stages. We have a family fun area with fairy houses, which are really popular. And then on top of that, we also have an emerging artist expo. So each year we try to bring something new into the festival while still honoring what it's all about.
Definitely. You got to keep the tradition, but also shake things up a bit.
Exactly.
So over 300 artists. That is crazy. What kind of art can we expect to see? Can you highlight some of the artists that are going to be there?
Yeah. So as far as art that is in the festival, you know, we have the consumable crafts, we have jewelry, we have painting, drawing, graphics, photography. So really, we have a whole spectrum of art that will be on display. There's some locals from Rochester that come in, and then there's people from across the country, too. So,
oh, wow.
Variety.
This has gone national.
Yes.
That is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And you have over 200 neighborhood volunteers to make this event happen.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite things about the festival is it's ran by volunteers. So there's festival committee chairs, and then along with that, they have volunteers that help them as well. So it really is, it brings in the whole community, the neighbors help each other out. And it's really special to see that all come together on that weekend.
Definitely. Are you still looking for volunteers to help out?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking for volunteers, whether it's for, you know, street managers or hospitality, merchandise. There's definitely a variety of ways to get involved with the festival.
If someone were listening right now who wanted to get involved, how would they go about that?
So you could go to the festival website, cornhillartsfestival.com, and then you could just fill an inquiry out and say that you're interested in volunteering.
Oh, perfect. That's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's cornhillartsfestival.com, you said.
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the parking situation. You know, you said it's going to be over nine streets. It's obviously going to be super, super packed down there. What can people expect parking-wise?
Yeah, so we have, you can find parking on the streets near it. Obviously, the streets of the festival are closed down that weekend. But we also have shuttle buses that bring people in from different parking lots throughout the downtown city parking lots. So that is also on the festival website. You can go there and see what parking lots might work for you. And again, the shuttle bus brings you right to the front of the festival, and it's all free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like safe, because I know that you guys have some beer and wine gardens there, so people, you know, can safely get a ride to and from the festival, or at least back to their cars.
Yes,
but enjoy themselves a little bit in the beer and wine gardens. Let's talk a little bit about those. I hear that they are absolutely fabulous. Those are ticketed, though, correct?
So the beer and wine garden, we have two of those. It's put on by Labatt Blue Light. So we have one at our main stage food court, and then we have one at the gazebo stage. And that's where you can just go up and purchase beer or wine or seltzers to enjoy while listening to music. And then we also have a wine tasting garden at the gazebo stage, which is going to be put on by Coloca Estate Winery. And that is a ticketed event where you purchase a ticket in advance or at the festival. and you're able to taste their wine and ciders.
Ooh, that's where I'm going to be. I love that there is going to be live music there. You know, obviously working in radio, I love music, and I love that it's going to be incorporated in an art, because I think, you know, music is just a part of art as, you know, canvases or something. What are some of the artists that are going to be there this year?
Yeah, so like I said, we do have four music stages. Some of the highlights that will be there this year, we have 25 performances all together, including Saturday, we'll have Judah Seeley, Left on Red, Cinnamon Jones, just to name a few. And then on Sunday, we'll have Michaela Davis, Big Eyed Fish, and Anthony Blood. So for, again, if you go to the website, you'll see the full list of 25 performances. But it's a great lineup, and we're excited to get people in to listen.
100%. I think it's going to sound lovely. I was told by a coworker that this is going to be a juried art show. Is that true? And if it is, can you explain what that is?
Yep. So when you apply for the Cornhill Arts Festival, you aren't automatically accepted. So we have jurors who come in and go through all of the applications and either accept or deny the artists based on things like they send in pictures of their work and have to describe it. And then they send in a picture of what their booth looks like, just to kind of put everything together. And then from there, once the art show is happening on Saturday, the jurors walk around, and that's when they name the winners for each category.
Are there prizes for these winners?
Mm-hmm. There is monetary prizes for the winners.
Oh, cool. Okay, so yeah, they get to put in like their work, and then, I mean, actually, like it almost like pays off for them in a way. I have never been to a juried art show before, so that sounds really, really cool. You are listening to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G. I'm here with Jennifer Gallo, sponsor and media chair of the Cornhill Arts Festival. We're talking all about its great return this year. I also heard that every year you have a really cool poster for the Cornhill Arts Festival, and someone designs it. Who is going to be designing it this year, and when can we see it?
So it's still a secret who designed it for this year, but we have our poster unveiling on June 10th. So on that date, we'll release the poster artist and the poster, and then that poster will be available at the merchandise tent during the festival to view, or you can get the autograph from the poster artist, and then you can purchase it as well.
Oh, it's like a secret.
Yeah,
that's really
exciting.
I bet people like collect these in Rochester.
Yeah, so we actually, during the 50th anniversary party, we gathered all of the posters except one. We just have one poster that is missing from, I believe, 1971. So we're still on the lookout for it.
If you have the 1971 poster, you know, you could be a hero this year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I would like to talk a little bit more about incorporating the 5K this year. You know, what was the thought process behind that?
Yeah, so a while back, we used to have a 5K, and the festival chair this year, Bill Bellix, decided to bring it back. So that will be Sunday morning, and the idea is that it will start outside of the festival footprint, and then the participants will end in the festival footprint.
Oh.
And kind of encourage them and their families and friends to enjoy the festival after the run.
That sounds really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to touch a little bit more on the Rock the Arts exhibit. Just tell me, you know, kind of what we can expect to see there.
Yeah, so that's new this year as well. The idea is that, again, we're kind of spotlighting those performing arts groups in Rochester and all they offer to the community. So there will be some performances on that weekend, kind of throughout Saturday and Sunday. And it really is just another way to bring a different form of art into the festival.
Definitely. Can you name any of the people that are going to be performing, or is that a secret as well?
Those will come out on the poster unveiling day as well.
Oh, okay, cool. And that was June 10th, you said?
Yes, Friday, right. June 10th.
Mark your calendars. We're getting the poster. We're finding out who's going to be performing. It's going to be a great time.
It's a big day.
It is going to be a big day. Jennifer, do you have anything else that you'd like to add today?
One of the big things that I'd like to add is we would just love for everyone to come out on Saturday, July 9th and Sunday, July 10th. It's 10 to 6 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. We appreciate all the volunteers, the neighbors, and our sponsors, and our artists and vendors that make this happen. And especially ASL Federal Credit Union, who is our presenting sponsor. So
Perfect. Thanks
to everyone, and thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I am so excited to go check this out for the first time this year. I think it's going to be a great event. The weather should be perfect since it's like right at the beginning of July. So I cannot wait to check this out. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This is all about the Cornhill Arts Festival, and this is Rochester Speaks.